USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An Interior Department spokesperson has confirmed that 35 employees have, as of Friday, died from COVID-19. After Interior Department Secretary Deb Holland said in a video address taped earlier in the week that 34 staffers at the agency had died from COVID-19, the department's communications director, Melissa Schwartz, wrote in a tweet Friday that one more person had died, bringing the tally to 35. Conservative cable outlet Newsmax this week sent a reporter to picket in front of Fox News over its refusal to air commercials from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, Salon reported.
We have a Fox News alert. We have a banned pillow salesman.
Lindell's ads were for an upcoming event scheduled for August 10th in South Dakota, where he said he would reveal new information about voter fraud in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After more than 6 months of work combating the coronavirus, negotiating a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and repairing the U.S. image abroad, President Joe Biden should be heading out on vacation and a traditional August break from Washington. But with legislative work on the infrastructure bill keeping the Senate in session for a second straight weekend, and likely through next week, Biden hasn't gone far, just home to Wilmington, Delaware. The legal troubles are deepening for New York's embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo. One of his accusers has filed a criminal complaint alleging Cuomo groped her. He denies touching anyone inappropriately. On Friday, the governor's legal team tried to punch holes in the state attorney general's report that alleges Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Rita Glavin called the investigation unfair.
Instead of acting as independent fact finders, the investigators acted as prosecutors, judge, and jury.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
With just weeks left before the start of the new school year, the rules surrounding masking Pennsylvania's K-12 students are still unclear. Masking was the main topic Friday during a well-attended hearing about COVID-19 school policies held in Harrisburg by the Pennsylvania Senate Education Committee. Committee members and most of the audience, members of the public mostly opposing masking children, were without masks, but the panel of three state officials being questioned wore masks even while speaking. State Senate Education Committee Chair Scott Martin, a Republican, questioned who can ultimately make the decision on masks. Under what constitutional or statutory authority, where are those powers grounded for a local school board to impose such restrictions? The 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks is approaching. An event is planned in New York, but some who lost loved ones that day don't want President Biden to attend. Mike Ford here has more.
About 1,800 people who lost loved ones in the attack sending a letter to the White House Friday asking President Biden not to attend public memorial events. They're upset Biden won't declassify documents related to Saudi Arabia's possible role in the attacks. They write that after 20 years of waiting, their patience has expired. A man who lost his father that day says there's no justification all these years later to withhold the documents. As of now, Biden is planning to attend a memorial event at the site of the former World Trade Center. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.